Before I start, perhaps I may advise those who are sitting on the two wings to move somewhere in the front because you will miss seeing the slides that I put on the screen.
在还没有开始之前，我要邀请那些坐在这里旁边的两边的弟兄姐妹，如果可能的话，你们可能要坐到比较能够看到这个荧幕的地方，因为盼望大家都可以看到我要放上去的那些的投影片。
Sorry about that technical disruption.
对不起，有一些技术的问题。
The last time I was here was in the year 2008.
上一次我在你们当中分享是在2008年。
When I spoke on the year of the rat.
那是我讲到鼠年。
It is already 6 years since I last saw you.
所以已经有六年的时间。
Time has flown very fast.
光阴似箭。
This year, I'm invited again. I'm very thankful to come over here to speak.
今年再一次我受邀，非常感谢。
And I have been told that you have a theme for this year.
我也，长老也告诉我，今年我们有一个主题。
And it is...Live godly lives from Titus 2:11-13.
就是根据提多书第二章，要敬虔生活。
Well, I will touch on this theme as the very basis of my study this morning.
所以我会大概按照这个来做一个大纲。
Live godly lives.
敬虔的生活。
It's taken from Titus chapter 2:11. You read.
是从提多书。第二章第11-13节，我会来用华语来念。因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神。
This is with regard to our salvation.
这个第十一节说到关乎我们的救恩。
The next verse has to do with our sanctification.
第十二节就讲到我们的成圣。
Then there is the verse 11, verse 13, which has to do with the appearance of our Savior.
那这第十三节就讲到等候我们救主的显现。
So, the thing now is live godly lives with a sub-theme and rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以我们的主题今年是要敬虔的生活，并且借着主耶稣基督以神为乐。
This year, for us who are Chinese, we have entered into the year of the horse.
今年呢，对于华人来说是马年。
And the assembly theme has to do with our salvation, our sanctification, and the appearance of our Savior.
那我们今天的分题可以分作：第一，我们的救主；第二，我们的救赎；我们的成圣，还有我们救主的显现。
What I'm going to do is to integrate the theme of your assembly.With the study of the year of the horse.
那我想要将我们的主题，这个我们教会的主题容纳进这个我要对马年所说的一些的教训。
So that I have now as our study text from Psalm chapter 20 and verse 7.
那现在我要来看诗篇第二十章第二十篇第七节。
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们却要求告我们神的名。
And I will speak on this theme, live godly lives in the year of the horse.
所以我会按照以这样的来分享，要敬虔生活， 在马年的时候要以神为乐。
So let's go back to the text in our theme, Titus 2:11.
那我们回到我们的主题，来提多书二章十一节。
Now we are told about the salvation of us all.
那在这里呢，告诉我们我们大家的救恩。
Now this is a very quick reminder regarding our theme. We are definitely saved by grace, for the grace of God has appeared. The grace of God, which brings us salvation, has appeared to all men.
那这里说到，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，所以很清楚地告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩。
So by we read also Ephesians 2:8, by grace are ye saved. You know that very well.
这个也是在以弗所书二章八节所讲到的。
We are also saved through belief in God's Son, so that those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ have eternal life. John 1:12.
在约翰福音一章十二节也讲到，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他必赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now, regarding our salvation, positively, we have shown that we are saved by grace. We are saved through belief.
那在这个从正面的方式来看，我们得救是本乎恩。那我们得救也是因为我们信靠神独一的。
Negatively, we cannot be saved by blood, our own blood, by the will of the flesh or the will of man.
那消极的方面来看呢，我们得救不是因着血或情欲、肉体的情欲，或者用人的意识。
In short, we cannot be saved by works, because it is the grace of God that had brought about salvation to all men.
那简单的来说，我们得救不是因为我们自己的人的功劳，乃是上帝所做成的。
Therefore, for now, how do I integrate this into the year of the horse?
那我要怎样来将这个与马年扯上关系呢？
Currently, this is the year of the horse.
那在今天我们称为马年。
To be saved and to live godly lives,
要被上帝来救赎，并且能够在他面前敬虔生活。
One, believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong.
第一，不要信。将我们的信心放在马的身上，就算马是很强壮的。
Negatively, our strength will fail without God.
负面的来看呢，我们的能力若没有上帝的话，是肯定会衰败的。
Psalm chapter 33 and verse 17, the horse is a vain thing for safety.
那在诗篇三十三章十七节告诉我们，靠着马得救是枉然的。
Now, we cannot be saved by works.
那我们不能靠着我们的功劳来自救。
We cannot be saved by believing in a horse.
我们也不能靠着信靠马来得救。
By that, I mean all the natural and moral resources that we have. We cannot be saved in that way.
我的意思是说，我们不可能靠着我们自己。
Because a horse is a vain thing for safety, says the Bible. Whether that energy is found in horses because they are many, Isaiah 31 verse 1 says this.
就好像以赛亚书第三十一章一节有说到。
You read the text.Woe to those.
以赛亚书三十一章一节。
31 and verse 1.
祸哉那些下埃及求帮助的，他们仰赖马匹。
All right, enough. Be it found in horses or chariots in their multitude,
或者靠马还是靠车,
or horsemen and their might,
或者靠着那些军队,
we cannot rely on these things to be saved. Let me give you a very simple illustration. For this presentation now, I cannot depend on horses. What are these horses? Particularly, now this is the horse. I cannot depend on myself. I cannot think that I'm very good. I cannot think that I'm a very good speaker. I cannot depend on my horse. I cannot depend on chariots. What are the chariots? This laptop in front of me. The projector above me. They can go haywire. Like just now, we had some problem with it. I cannot rely on chariots, those material things that we think can support us. I cannot rely on horsemen. This is one of my horsemen. Those who help me out. Therefore, we cannot depend on these works to save us, not of works, lest any man should boast. We need to depend upon the grace of God that has appeared to all men that we may be saved. Therefore, for me to present this study this morning, I have to depend a lot on the name of God, that He is the one who will enable me to pass on His message to you. So let us not be like Israel, not looking unto the Holy One of Israel, not seeking the Lord when we go out in this year of the horse. So, our strength will fail if we trust these things. Then what should our strength be focused on? Psalm 147, verse 10 and verse 11. So God's strength is superior to any might. God does not depend on the natural material things to help propagate His word. Hosea chapter 1 verse 7. God says, if He saves, He will save by His name, and He will not save any by the bow, by the sword, nor by battle, nor by horses, nor by horsemen.
上帝说：“我既要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠耶和华他们仰赖上帝的救，我必不让他们靠弓刀、战马匹与骑兵的救。”
We need to depend on God's strength. We need to depend on God's Spirit to help us through this year 2014, in the year of the horse.
所以在2014年或者在农历马年的时候，我们要靠着上帝。
So if we want to live godly lives, then we must learn to trust the Lord, not by might, nor by power, nor by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
So we must learn to trust the Lord, not by might, nor by power, nor by my spirit.
So again, I would like to stress, it is not by might, the multitude of horses, not by the wealth that we have, not by the property that we have, not by the material things that we have.
也不是靠着我们物质上的丰富。
Not our natural talents do, no matter how many we have.
也不是靠着我们的才干。
Not by power.
也不是靠着能力。
Not political power, nor any other power.
不是在这个地上所拥有的任何的能力。
But by my spirit, says the mighty Lord of hosts.
但要靠着我的灵，上帝所说的。
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ himself said,You cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless you are born of the water and of the spirit.
所以主耶稣基督说过，若你不是从灵和水所重生的，你就不能够进神的国。
So that was with regard to our salvation, that the grace of God which bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Titus chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 11.
所以在提多书二章十一节告诉我们。神的恩典已经向我们大众来显现。
Now regarding our sanctification, we have teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and so on. You please read the verse 12.
在提多书十二节的时候，告诉我们教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世过克己正直敬虔的生活。
Therefore, to live godly lives.Therefore, what should we do?
那要敬虔的生活，我们要怎么做呢？
We have already discussed, believe not in a horse, though a horse is speedy.
我们已经刚才讲到，虽然马快，但是我们不能够靠马。
Now, behave not like a horse, because a horse is stubborn.
那现在我们再来讲到，不能够行为像马。因为马是固执的。
We read in Psalm 32 verse 9.
我们在诗篇第三十二篇第九节。你不可像那无知的骡马，必用绝环配头勒住它，不然就不能驯服。
You want to live godly lives? Number one, do not be stubborn like a mule or like a horse.
如果要过圣洁的生活，敬虔生活，第一就不要像马这样固执。
Listen to what the Lord has to say.
要听上帝有什么话要讲。
You need a whip for control.
那你必须要有一个配头来勒住。
If there is no whip, the horse may be headstrong and you just go along his own direction and his own doing things his own way.
那若是不是的话，就好像马一样固执的向前冲，只向着自己想要跑的方向去。
And you will behave like a horse if you do it that way.
那如果你照着这样的行为的话，你就会像马一样。
So always seek if you want to live godly lives, be under the master's direction. Psalm 32 verse 8.
那像诗篇三十二篇第八章说到，要在我们的主人的。指示之下。
The Lord says, I will instruct and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye.
那正如诗篇那么说到，我要教导你们，指示你们当行的路，我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
Be prepared to be chastened by God. And God says, He chasteneth whom He will because He loves.
那也要预备被上帝来责备，那神说他会责备教训那些他所爱的。
You can be sure when God shows you the whip, He will not just give you a tap on your palm and then after that you sentence Him to prison. It won't be.
你可以肯定的，上帝若重重的打在你的手上，你不会说我就把他关进监牢里。
He taps you, he smacks you, he whips you because he loves you.
那上帝会用鞭、用杖、用杆来责备、来护理，因为上帝爱我们。
And you also need not only a whip to control you, you need a bit and a bridle to constrain you yourself as a horse.
那我们也需要那个配头来像勒住马一样来勒住。
Psalm 32 verse 9, please read.
在这个 诗篇改三十二篇第九节，你不可像那无知的骡马，必须用辔头来勒住他，不然就不能驯服。
He needs a bit and a bridle.
那必须要有辔头以及这个勒住来勒住他。
What is a bit? This is that little piece of metal that is put in the mouth of the horse for the rider to control the horse.
这个是他的这个辔头与环爵。
James says that it's only a little bit in chapter 3 verse 3, but that little bit, that little metal piece can be used by the rider to control the horse.
那正如这个雅各书有讲到，虽然那个环爵那个辔头只是一点点，但是它放在嘴里面就能够控制整匹马。
And the horse needs a bridle.And this is the bridle, so that it's easier for the rider to control, and the horse will be more comfortable rather than just a bit in the mouth.
所以那个环爵是在嘴里面，但是那个辔头是套着整个脸。
So we need to surrender our lives to the Lord, as well as the little corners in our lives that do not please Him, in order that we may live godly lives this year.
所以我们不单单只要将我们整个人来献给神，来附在神的旨意之下，我们也要将我们生活的每一个小部分来交托神。
So we need to live, we need to be saved, to live a godly life and rejoice in God. We need to be sanctified.
所以呢，刚才讲一开始的时候，第一我们讲到我们要有神的救赎。靠着他的恩典。第二，我们也讲到，我们也要靠着我们的神来成圣。
Now we come to the third part of the theme of our assembly.
那我们就来到第三个部分。
Regarding our Savior's appearance, Titus 2:13.
那就讲到我们救主的显现，提多书第二章十三节。
He is coming, and this is our blessed hope that we are looking forward to this year.
那这里讲到上帝的再来，那也是我们今年一样的盼望。
To do so, be not like the horse, though a horse is speedy. Psalm 32:9.
那要怎样来等待我们的救主的再来呢？就是要不要像马一样。
A few days ago, before Chinese New Year, I received an email.Chinese New Year greeting.
那在农历新年前几天，我收到一个从电邮寄来的贺卡。
The person concerned wished me the swiftness, the speediness, the safety of the horse.
那个人在贺词里面讲到，他盼望我像马一样快一样有平安。
And I replied.In this year of the horse, do not play about with the horse. It is not good.
我的回复就是说，虽然是马年，但是不要依靠马。
As you can see, believe not in a horse, behave not like a horse, be not like the horse.
所以你看到，不要信靠马，不要行为像马，也不要像马一样。
Right, the horse is speedy. Can it be relied upon?
虽然马很快，但是它是完全能信靠的吗？
Now, the word horse is used of a people quick to do their own thing. It's very speedy.
那这个马呢，是讲到一些人他要凭自己的意思来行事。
Jeremiah 8:6, we read God pointing to the Israelites, everyone turned to his own course as the horse rushed into battle without consulting God.Without seeking God's will.
那从耶利米书那边讲到，当人他不靠，没有寻求上帝的旨意，却靠着自己的血气就跑上前去作战。
Many of us here today are want to have prosperity, wealth, material health, and so on. And very often we just plunge into doing things without even consulting God.
那今天我们很多人也是一样，我们想要发财发达，我们想要生活通达，那我们常常用我们自己的意思去行事， 就一头栽下去，却没有寻求神的话。
We are very speedy, like a horse, in our decisions without consulting him.
我们在做决定的时候，我们快快很快的就凭自己的意思来做。
Let's see what Jeremiah 7:22-24 has to say.
那我们看耶利米书第七章二十三、二十四节，说到。耶利米书第七章二十三、二十四节，我只吩咐他们一件，这一件说：你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民。你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。他们却不听从，不侧耳听，竟随从自己的计谋和顽梗的恶心，向后不向前。
Not first, they refuse to obey God.
请注意到他们不听从神的话。
God says, "Obey my voice." But what did they do? Hearken not, nor incline their ear.
上帝说：“你要听从我的话，但他们却不听从，也不侧耳听。”
God says, "Walk in all the ways that I have commanded you." But what did they do? They walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart.
上帝吩咐他们说要听从顺从神一切的话，跟从他的道，但他们却随从自己的计谋。和顽梗的恶心。
Now God was not trying to make it difficult for them to walk the Christian life.
上帝其实没有要将困难摆在他面前，让他们很难走。
God wanted them to be well.
上帝的本意是要他们得福。
But they went backward and not forward.
可是他们却向后不向前。
So God wanted them to obey His word.
那上帝要他们来遵行听从他的话
，to walk in His ways，
遵行他的道
，and to follow God so that they might be well.
那来跟随上帝，使到他们能够向前。
All right, it's very interesting to find out what the word well means.
那我们要来看这个得福是什么意思。
Now I'm not sure what the Chinese word is in your Bible, but well in the original Hebrew means to make well.Literally, to be in the sound mind, be beautiful, be happy, successful, and be right.
那在这个英文的解释在这个圣经的原文，它的意思本来就是要是良善，是美丽，是要得到喜乐，是要得到有成就、正直的。
God wants all of us here to be well this year, to be prosperous.
所以其实按神的旨意，神其实是也是要我们能够得福。
He wants us to rejoice and have a joyful, prosperous, successful Chinese New Year.
所以上帝要我们在他里面能够有喜乐，能够有一个蒙福的年。
Well, that was the horse was then used of a people who were quick to do their own things.
所以马是用来形容一批就要快快用自己的意识来决定事情。
The word horse is also used of a people who were not quickened to the signs of the times. In other words, not aware of what was happening around them.
那这个也来形容一批不对自己我们自己的周围有一个比较警惕的心。
In Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 16, we read this. Can you please read?
在耶利米书第八章第十六节，这里讲到，听见从但那里敌人的马喷鼻声鼻气，他的壮马发嘶声，全地都震动，因为他们来吞灭这地和其上所有的，吞灭这城与其中的居民。
The horses are coming.
那群马将来到。
This was a warning given to Israel.
这是对以色列所发出的警告。
God told Israel, look, the enemies from the north are coming down. Even the snorting of the horses could be heard. But you do not care. You do not bother.
上帝对以色列说话，说到北方有敌人已经要攻打进来，你们侧耳听的话，就会听到马屁的声音，可是你们却不听，你们也却不理。
And true enough, the Babylonians came from the north and then took the people of Israel all into captivity for 70 years.
那就正如神所预言的，那巴比伦人从北方下来，就掳去了以色列人70年的时间。
The horses are coming.
那马匹将来到。
Has it any relevance to us today?
那对我们今天有什么关系呢？
The horses are coming. We hear the horses and we see the horses in Revelation chapter 6:2-8.
那在启示录第六章第二到八节也有同样的讲到，那马匹将来到。
John the apostle saw the horses in a vision.
那使徒约翰在他的异象里面看到马。
First he saw a white horse.
那第一件他看到的是一匹白马。
The rider on the white horse had a bow but no arrow.
那在马匹上有一个骑士，打着一个弓却没有箭。
And he went on to conquer and conquer and conquer, no arrow.
那这个骑着马匹的骑士就继续的去占领，却不需要箭。
It speaks of the pronouncement of peace, 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 and many people are won over by this declaration of peace.
那他做什么呢？他在到处宣扬和平，和平，和平。一切的人都欢迎这样的消息。
This is a warning sign when we hear people around us crying out.Peace, peace, peace, and no peace.
所以这个是讲到像今天一样，当大家在高呼喊和平、和平、和平的时候，你们要小心，因为你们看到世界上没有真正的和平。
The concentration was on people, people, people. Government by the people, government for the people, government of the people. Democracy. When we see this sign, beware.
当你看到大家都在高喊要民主，要民主。要自己设立我们自己的政治政府的时候，我们要小心。
Still a second horse that is coming.
那接下来有第二匹马。
It's red in color.
是一匹红马。
And we told that power was given to him that sat thereon, and peace was taken from the earth, and there was bloodshed coming.
那这也告诉我们，这匹马红了，有权柄给了那骑士，那可以。从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相差。
The warning for to us is that peace that was pronounced earlier would be taken away, and there would be many people who would be killed in battle, in fights, and there will be a lot of bloodshed.
那这个骑士又有一把大刀赐给他，所以他会使到世界上没有和平，互相残杀。
If we see this happening around us, know this is a sign of the Lord coming soon.
所以当你看到这样的事情在世界各地发生的时候，要知道上帝再来的日子近了。
There's still a third horse that John saw.
还有一匹第三匹马。
It's a black horse.
这是一匹黑马。
And there was this man with a weighing machine in his hand. And people could only buy very few things with a wage of one whole day.
那骑在马上的手上拿着天平。那这里他说到那个时候一钱银子买一升麦子，一千银子买三升大麦，所以意思就是说只能够用很少很多的钱，只能够买到很少的东西。
And if you see today that there is a lot of inflation, no matter how hard you work, how much you earn, all that money is all spent off, and you have not enough money even to buy your daily food.
那今天若你看到这个世界的通货膨胀啊，虽然你很怎样劳力的去工作去赚取金钱，却一下子就花光。
This is inflation and a sign of Christ coming soon.
那这个也是一个主要再来的记号。
Behold, a pale horse. There's a fourth horse.
那请看，还有第四匹马是一匹白马啊，是一匹灰马。
And of course, it speaks of death and Hades, the place of the departed dead, waiting for the judgment.
那骑在马上面的名字叫做死。
When people suffer, people will die in battles, People will just be sent away from this earth to wait for their judgment in Hades when later on they will face the judgment seat.
所以这个是讲到人会死亡，人会遭遇饥荒、战争、各种各样的天灾人祸，或者死了就会下到阴间等待刑罚、等待审判。
So to live a godly life, you need the whip.
所以要过敬虔的生活，你必须要有神的鞭。
For the Lord to control you,
上帝用鞭来责备我们。
You need the bit and the bridle for the Lord to guide you.
那我们要有辔头与环爵，来让上帝来引导我们。
The third one is not for you.
那第三不是给我，
This,
为我们。
The hooks for the horses that will play their very important role as we go towards the end of the world.
那是给这个在我们到世界的末期的时候，那要勒住那个马。
In Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 4, we read that there was a vision shown, and that that vision would demonstrate that God will bring the enemies of Israel to attack Israel.
那在以西结书，我们看到这个在末期的时候，以色列就会被逼迫。
These enemies are described as horses, and God says, "I will put hooks in their noses and will pull them out, and they will attack Israel."
那上在那里说到这些马，这敌人就是以敌对的马，会来攻击以色列。
So if you see Israel today being surrounded and being attacked, know that the horses are coming soon.
那今天若你看到以色列国被围绕、被攻击，你就会知道那这个主要再来了。
As we go near the last days, God will bring the horses out. They may not like to come out, but God will put horses in their noses and pull them out to get on with His program for this world.
那上帝却要用他的方式来把这些马勒住。那让上帝的要对这个世界的这个旨意继续的进行。
Thus, God will bring all the armies all over the earth, and they will concentrate on Israel and attack Israel.
那在世界上会有世界各处就会有军队围绕以色列来攻打以色列。
God would start with the enemies in the north, Russia, Persia, and so on, down, and they would start attacking Israel.
那从北部开始，就有各国下来攻打以色列。
Under the name of God and Magog. Ezekiel chapter 39.
在以西结书那里讲到。
And so we find that all these enemies will attack Israel, and they will be destroyed in the valley of Magog.
那他们会在这个山谷下被灭掉。
So, armies from the north will attack, and they will be destroyed by God, and all them will be buried in this area.
那上帝会在那个地方祭拜他们，那他们会被埋葬。
But not only that, all the kings around who are neutral.They will also be brought forth to the valley of Armageddon. And where is Armageddon? That's Armageddon.
那些没有来攻打的其他的国家的军队也会被带到这个山谷去，哈米基多顿的山谷。
That is Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 to 19.
那是记载在启示录第十九章第十七到第十九节。
And all the nations of the world will focus their attention on Israel. And we find that Joel prophesies that all these enemies will gather together in the valley of Jehoshaphat.
那这个正如这个约珥书就讲到了预言的，那各国各这个不同的国家都会聚集
So you find that all the horses, all Israel's enemies will be brought and be focused upon Israel in the last days.
所以在这个末期的时候，各国各军都会啊在以色列国那里相聚。
This is a sign that the Lord our Savior will appear soon.
那这是一个记号，让我们看到主会再来。
So God will bring all the armies from all over the earth to come into battle.
所以上帝会召聚各国各军到同一个地方来作战。
So from all over the earth, these enemies of Israel will gather.
所以在全世界啊，敌对啊，这个以色列的会聚集在这里。
Then another sign.From the bottomless pit, there will come out the demons and the enemies to attack God's people.
那另外一个记号会看到，在从无底坑底下会有那些啊妖魔鬼怪起来来攻击神的名。
Revelation 9, chapter 1, chapter 9, verses 1 to 12, we find that locusts shaped like horses.Will come out from the bottomless pit, and they will sting like scorpions the people of the earth.
那在启示录第九章开始那里看到，在无底坑升上来的，有如蝗虫从烟出来，飞到地上来啊，这个攻击神的名。
So, and we find that even Joel confirms it in his prophecy.In Joel 2:1-11, especially verse 4, that locusts will appear with the appearance of horses.
那这里讲到那个蝗虫会啊出来，它们的啊形状好像马一样。
So, horses coming from all over the earth.
所以这里讲到，正如马一样从世界各地啊聚集。
Cross horses coming from the bottomless pit upwards.
有圣如马的形状一样从无底坑上来的。
Horses coming from heaven itself.
那也讲到有马从天而降。
Revelation 19:11-16.
在第十启示录的第十九章第十一到第十六节。
The doors of heaven will open, and out of heaven will come forth horses.
在天堂的门开了，所以有一匹白马出来。
First, there will be the appearance of the faithful and true on the white horse. Chapter 19, verse 11.
在第十一章看到有一匹白马骑在马上的，称为诚实、诚信、真实。
When all the kings are gathered together on the earth.
那当在地上，当各国的君王聚集的时候。
When the demons have come forth from the bottomless pit.
从无底坑啊，有这个蝗虫，正如马的形状出来。
Before they can destroy God's people, the Lord Himself will come.
在他们能够足以啊祭拜神的子民之前，神就会亲自来到。
And as we read in chapter 19, verse 11 of Revelation, He will come on a white horse.
在这个第十九章这里看到，上帝会有一匹白马。这样子的显现
as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He will do battle with them, and they will be destroyed.
那万王之王与万主之主就会在这里来作战，来祭拜一切的。
But He will not come alone.
但他不是亲自一个人来。
Because we shall come with Him.
因为我们会与他一起来显现。
The armies of saints following on white horses, chapter 19, verse 13.
那圣徒有如军队一样会跟随着这白马。
We shall come with the Lord, and all of us will come, and then we'll set up the kingdom upon earth.
所以呢，所有的啊圣徒都会与救主一起来显现，会在这个地上来作王。
The horses are coming.
马将要来到。
From all over the earth.
从世界各地。
Later, from the bottomless pit.
也会从无底坑升上来
and still later from heaven.
那在他们还没有祭拜之前被祭拜之前从天回来
These are signs that we must be aware of.
那这些是、教训我们要注意的那些记号
So God's people must be quick to know the times now.
所以神的子民必须要洞察现在的时代。
The complaint of God against the people of Israel was when they saw the horses coming and the snorting of the horses could be heard, they did not care.
那上帝对他的子民的教训的责备是当他们听到马蹄声很快的来到的时候，他们却不理睬。
When we see these signs around us, let us be ready.
但是现在如今当我们看到这样的记号的时候，盼望我们大家都有所准备。
Romans 13:11 It is now high time to awake.
在罗马书13:11讲到现在就要醒来。
Let us rise up to the times.
让我们对这个时代有所反应。
Let us redeem the time, for the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16.
比如以弗所书5:15-16这样说到，我们要赎回我们的时间，因为这是一个邪恶的时代。
Let us realize that now is the accepted time. 2 Corinthians 6:2.
那也从这个哥林多后书那里讲到，现今今天就是这个时间。
So let me summarize what I've said.
那我来做一个。总结
With regard to our salvation, believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong.
对我们自己的救赎，我们的救恩，我们思想到我们不是靠车靠马。
The grace of God that bringeth forth salvation has appeared to all men.
那神的救恩已经向大众来显现。
We are saved by grace and not of works.
我们得救是本乎恩，不是因着人的工作的功劳。
Second, regarding our sanctification,
第二点，关系到我们的成圣。
Behave not like a horse, because a horse is stubborn.
不要行为像马，因为马是固执的。
The grace of God has appeared, teaching us to live godly lives, that we may be righteous.And we may be able to live lives worthy of our calling.
上帝的恩典已向我们大众来显现，使到我们来教训我们，好让我们能够敬虔生活。
Let him lead us.
让他来带领我们。
Let him guide us.
让上帝来指示我们。
Let him with us if we need to, if he needs to.
让上帝来责备我们，如果我们必须被责备。
Let him control ourselves.
也让上帝来控制来掌控我们。
And every corner in our lives.
在掌控我们生命各处最仔细的地方也包括。
Regarding our Savior's appearance.
那关系到我们的救主的显现。
Be not like a horse, though a horse is speedy.
不要像马一样，像马一样的快。
Looking to the blessed hope of the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要仰望上帝主耶稣自己的显现。
May this year 2014 the assembly here live up to your theme to live godly lives and rejoice in the hope before you.
所以，让我们大家在2014年这农历马年的时候。我们能够规规矩的按照我们的教会的主题所说的，要敬虔的生活，以借着我们基督耶稣以神为乐。
So in conclusion,
所以在做一个结束的时候
，I'd like you to go home and read Psalm 20.
我盼望我们大家回到家里面能够拿起诗篇20篇来念。
It is a wonderful chapter to prepare us to enter into the new year.
这是一篇很好的诗篇，让我们准备我们自己在进入这个新年的时候。
In the name of God,
借着上帝的名。
You see the name of God appearing at least 3 times in that chapter.
在第二诗篇，你会看到神的名出现至少有3次。
Now, as I end, this is my benediction to all of you.
那在我在结束的时候，这是我对大家的祝福。
And I ask a brother to read it, verses 1-4. My benediction, blessing to all of you as you enter the new year.
那我会用这个诗篇第二十篇第一到第四节成为我对大家的祝福。我用华语来念：愿耶和华在你遭难的日子应允你，愿名为雅各神的高举你，愿他从圣所救助你，从锡安坚固你，纪念你的一切贡献，悦纳你的燔祭，将你心所愿的赐给你，成就你的一切筹算。
That's my benediction.
那是我对大家的祝福。
Now let's strengthen our belief in the Lord.
那现在让我们来在我们对主的信靠上有所坚固。
Verse 5.
在第五节。
Today people put up banners, a lot of banners of protest and so on. This is the banner we must put up. Put up the banner in the name of the Lord.
今天有许多人为这种种的事情把这个标旗挂上，那这是我们所要挂上的锦旗。我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名建立锦旗，愿耶和华成就你一切所求的。
Today the name of God is threatened in this country.
在今天，连在我们国家当中，上帝的名也被这个上帝的子民也被逼迫。
Let us be strong and let us strengthen our faith in the name of God and defend it.
所以我们要靠着主的名得着能力来维护我们的信仰。
Let us put up the banner in the name of God.
我们要以上帝的名来建立我们的锦旗。
Well, now the New Year belief.
那这是接下来就是第六到第八节，关系到
verses 6 to 8。
第六、第八节讲到我们新年的信靠。现在我知道耶和华救护他的受膏者，必从他的圣天上应允他，因右手的能力救护他。有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
So let us.Go forth this year, trusting the Lord, not in horses, not in chariots, not in horsemen.
所以在今年这马年，我们虽然有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们靠的是我们的神耶和华。
Each one of you, I must know and be assured of your belief and be strong and steadfast.
那我们每一个人。个人的，我们亲自要必须有这样的一个认知，也要有这样一个确信。
At the same time, it must be a we together, you working together with others in the assembly, stand up for the faith that you may live godly lives.
除了我们个人的认知跟建立以外，我们大家整个教会在一起，也要共同的有一个合一的心。
With this, I wish you.A belated blessed Chinese New Year.
那就这样，我就再一次的在这里恭祝大家新年蒙恩。
Please note, I use the word prosperous, but not the same way the people use the word prosperous. Happy and prosperous New Year, not in that way.
我用这个字就是 prosperous, 就是有一个丰盛的年，不像外面属世的人所用的。
Prosperous is you become prosperous when you read God's word, obey God's word, and walk in God's ways.
我所说的丰盛是上帝所要赐给你的丰盛，当你在神的道上遵行他的话，行在他的道
正直的道上。Thank you for your patience, especially those of you who do not know English.
谢谢你们大家的耐心尤其是那些不懂英语的。
But for those who know English,Please feel free to go to my website to copy what you want.
那些懂得念英文的，你们可以到这个我的网页去那里还有相关的资料。
With this, I'll ask our brother to close in prayer.
我们为这个聚会来做一个结束。天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为在这个世界上。我们除你以外，我们别无拯救。主啊，在这个新的一年里面， 虽然我们听到许多人的祝词里面都祝贺我们马到功成，都祝贺我们如马一样的快速，如马一样的能够成就，但是主啊，我们心里面我们唯有你做我们的依靠。主，因为我们今天能够在这里聚集，若不是主耶稣基督为我们舍身流血，我们不可能能够在这里一起的来享受主你赐给我们灵里面的喜乐。主，我们也盼望我们在新的一年里面，我们能够遵照主你的话语，你自己的教训，来洁净我们的行为，来洁净我们的生活。主啊，我们能够有向往近前的心，完全是因为你赐给我们这样的心。就求你这位创始成终的主继续的在我们生活里面来鞭策我们，来护理，来教训，来责备。若是我们有偏差，若是我们有行错的，主啊，你用你的慈爱的鞭来责备我们，好叫我们每个人都能够行在主你的正道当中。主，我们也要定睛的来仰望你，在我们生活遇到许多的困难的时候，我们知道我们只要定睛的仰望主耶稣基督，看到主你如何曾经为着我们的缘故受尽了人生一切的苦楚，那最大的苦杯你已经为我们喝了，我们就能够为主你的名而受那比你还小的痛苦。主啊，我们愿我们定睛在主你自己的身上的时候，我们也能够来等候主你的再来。主，我们感谢你，因为我们虽然人生有许多的困难，但是我们活着是有盼望的。我们知道在这里的我们只不过是寄居，我们只不过是暂时的，在未来我们每一个人盼望我们都在主里面得到那永生的确据，得到那永生的盼望，好让我们在行事为人的时候，我们知道我们活着不是因为我们要在世界上成就什么，乃是我们要主你自我们所盼望的，我们所追求的，乃是在主在天上的那种的安息。主啊，我们感谢你，我们就将我们今天等一下的时间的仰望交托，求主你继续的与我们同在。我们仰望祷告，奉靠恩主耶稣宝贵名求，阿门。